This is the second incident involving a person using the free water cups at fast food restaurants to get soda they didn't pay for.
Yeah.
And it's not ending well.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest, man. People are going to be prepared for these situations here. People are ready to push back at these restaurants now. You're not getting away with this anymore.
Star 99.9, today's best mix at Santa and Raven. Let's start with this 48-year-old guy. He was accused of filling his water cup with soda at a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He's been arrested and charged with multiple misdemeanors and a felony. So when the employee confronted him about stealing the soda,
right,
he kicked the worker.
Well, that's not that. You can't do that.
Nope.
That's not called for.
And then he ran into another store, hid in the bathroom. When police approached him, he resisted arrest, so they shocked him with a stun gun. Got to get that Diet Coke.
Listen, I'm not saying that it's worth a fist fight when people are snatching a little bit of soda, all right? But I'll say this. His behavior after warranted the fact that he'd get arrested.
Not even Mountain Dew, Raven?
I do like the extreme thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, yeah. I never have done this, and I frown upon people that would try and do that.
Yep.
But when we were doing the scavenger hunt, remember I was almost died on Middletown Main Street about a month ago or so with my friends?
You did a scavenger hunt with a bunch of friends.
Correct? Right. Mm-hmm. We stopped in one of the places, and they looked at me like I was so close to death that they handed me a water cup for water, and I did take some soda there. And my wife immediately said something to me, and I was like, the owner handed it to me. That means no rules apply. Look at me. I'm dying here.
No, he wants to give you water.
I still feel bad about it now.
You should feel.
I still feel bad about it. But they didn't beat me up.
Well, that's good.
To be fair.
This comes 2 weeks after a woman got into a fight at a McDonald's with a worker over the same thing. That ended with the customer throwing a milkshake and then hitting the employee in the face with a tray.
Right.
Right.
It seemed proportionate. It was fun to watch. She didn't lose her job either.
Well, I mean, she was just protecting the inventory. Not for nothing. I'm with her.
Man.
I always think that. So we went to Panera Bread, my daughter and I. My daughter's only 9, Hayden. And, I got her a water glass. And she went and she filled it up with lemonade. And I,
I
was shocked. And the truth is,
who saw that? I'm going to have to deal with this now.
She had no idea. And, once I explained it to her, she understood. I'm like, if you want a soda or a lemonade, you need to tell mommy. So I pay for what you're supposed to get, blah, blah, blah. So now I know she'll never do it again. But there's some people that do this all the time, and
sure,
they don't think twice about it. And
right,
I think it says a lot about their moral compass.
You know what? I think that if we had more people getting cracked when they went to do it, maybe people might roll back on it.
Hit in the face with a McDonald's tray? That's what you want me to do? 1-800-330-9999. Listen, right now we're going to pretend like this is a confessional.
Yeah.
If you want to call and admit that you're one of those people and you have no remorse, you'll take that tray right to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Stun gun and all.
Right.
Because you want that free Mountain Dew 7-Up or whatever kind of concoction, lemonade, 3% real fruit juice that they have available.
I'm not paying $2 for this thing.
Give us a call now. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Let's see if anybody confesses. If you missed it, we've been talking about the fact that there's been two violent instances over the last couple of weeks where people have gotten arrested for using the free water cup at fast food restaurants to get soda that they didn't pay for.
Right, right. I mean, this has turned into a big thing. And once you've seen this effect once or twice, why are people continuing to do this? People could get hurt.
1-800-330-9999. We're decided that we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to let this be a confessional. Go ahead. If you do this, confess your sins.
Yes, hi. You know how I don't go in there for free water, but I drive around with a McDonald's cup and get free refills. So I'll go around from different McDonald's and get free refills.
Oh, man.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
It's genius.
Sorry, guys.
Though.
Have a good day.
It's genius, though. He just walks in like he's been there for an hour.
I love it. He's asking to get a stun gun in the face in a bathroom and a McDonald's tray to the face. It's happening.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Ann Raven, give us your soda confession.
I don't have one, but my question for you is, did she pay for her daughter's drink after she went and got the lemonade?
No, let's not be crazy.
No. I mean, come on with that crazy nonsense.
No,
look at you calling up thinking it's your show.
Right.
Let me interrogate her.
Take that
out of here. Get out of here. Jeez, that lady. Come on.
All
you
right.
know what I do is, so every time I go to Cumbie's and I get the big soda there, you know what I do? I fill it. And then I take like 3 sips of it right there before I even put the cap on. I act like I'm taking away the foam. Then I retap it.
See, I think it's okay to get, like, once you're in there, unlimited refills on it. I think that's all right. I think it's once you leave, you can't come back like that first dude said. Like, get out of here.
He's just bringing the cup around.
Right. That cup is 13 years old.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.